Praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Because God is good, isn't He? And He always shows up. Where two or three are gathered together in His name, He is in the midst. And we are here in the name of the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to talk tonight about the title of my message tonight is Not Today, Satan. Amen. Where I got that title from was Pastor and I went to Sam's Club a few days ago, and the lady that waited on us had this t-shirt on, and I noticed it said, "Not Today, Satan." And I was like, I like that t-shirt. Amen. So that was my theme for the day, and has been. I've had that thought on my mind, "Not Today, Satan." Amen. Glory to God. But you know, when we're waiting on the Lord, when we're believing God for something, the enemy is always talking. It's yakety-yak all day long, you know, and telling you what you're not going to get. But my answer to all that noise is, "Not today, Satan." Amen. Amen. And so that's our theme. It should be our theme every day, the instant the enemy comes to tell you what's not going to happen, what God's not going to do, is not today, Satan. Amen. My God has the final say. Your God has the final say tonight. Praise God. The enemy's always trying to pass a verdict on you. That, you know, he'll say things like, you'll never get out of debt. You'll never get well. You'll never amount to anything. You'll never overcome that addiction. He's always got these nevers. He's got a long list of nevers. But God says that He will always cause you to triumph. Amen. The enemy is always taking you to court, so to speak. He's always judging you, and He's always judging you as guilty. But we've got one who sits on the throne who says you are innocent because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, in the land, there's two main court systems. There's the high court of the Supreme Court and then the lower courts. But God is the Supreme Court of the universe, amen? He has the last say. He has the final word, amen? Glory to God. The Supreme Court of all the universe is your Heavenly Father. He is the Most High God. The Most High God, amen? God is higher and He is over all of this universe. And He has the final say. Yeah. Praise God. He can overrule any decision made by man or made by the enemy. God can overrule everything. Amen. There is nothing too hard for our God. Now, the lower court may have told you, you'll never get out of debt. But the higher court, the supreme God, amen, the supreme being says you will be the lender and not the borrower. Hallelujah, that's good news tonight. He'll bring you out of that debt. Praise God. The lower court may have told you that you'll never get well. But God says, the higher court says, I will restore health unto you. Glory to God. That is good news tonight. Amen. Now the lower court may say that you'll never amount to anything. But the higher God, the higher court, the supreme God, the God of this universe says overruled. Amen. You can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. The lower court may have said you'll never overcome that addiction. But the Most High God says you are more than a conqueror. Glory to God. God overrules those assignments of the enemy. Those things that the enemy comes against our minds with. God overrules those things. Amen. Hallelujah. So he tells us in his word what we can overcome, how we can overcome, and how we can live our life, and what directions that he can give us. Amen. Hallelujah. The Most High God. The good news tonight is that the Most High God is on your side tonight. Amen. He is on your side. And God has a breakthrough in store for you. Amen. Hallelujah. He has got doors of opportunity in store for you, planned for you that no man can shut. Amen. Glory to God. He overrules. Amen. He overrules today. Glory to God. God can make things happen that man can't make happen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is saying to those negative verdicts that the enemy has given to you, he's saying overruled. He's saying, not today, Satan. Amen. This is my child you're messing with. Hallelujah. And I have had the final say. Glory to God. And God is always on your side. He's always on his children's side. Amen. He's never the one that's working against you. He's not the one that's causing things to happen against you. God is the one that is working on your behalf. He's on your side. He's saying you're not guilty. He's saying you're free. He's saying you're healed. He said that I'm the one that will supply all your need. He is the one that is for you, not against you. Hallelujah. God always causes you to triumph. God always rules in your favor. Hallelujah. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now when David went out to fight against Goliath, he didn't go out in his own strength. Amen? 1 Samuel chapter 17. And verse 45 says, then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Amen. So David didn't come out in his own strength. He came out against the enemy, amen, in the name of the Lord. We're not fighting against the enemy in our own strength, amen. We're coming against him in the name of the Lord. We're defeating him in the name of the Lord, the Most High God, the Supreme Being, the Supreme Court, amen. He is the Most High God. Hallelujah. David came out in the name of the Lord, and Goliath had ruled. He was just he was yakety yakking. He was telling them just how he was going to destroy them. He was telling them how he was going to defeat Israel and all that he was going to do. But David knew that his God was on his side. Amen. He knew that the God of the universe, he knew that the judge of the universe, he knew that the Most High God was on his side and that he ruled in his favor. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 46. Says, this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. Now this is David talking to the giant, talking to the enemy. And I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. David was bold, wasn't he? They said he was just a little teenager. But he knew who his God was, amen. He knew that God had already delivered him from the bear and from the lion, and God was going to deliver him from this giant, amen, and he was not going to allow Israel to be defeated, and God is not going to allow you to be defeated either, amen, because he is ruling on your side. He is ruling in your favor tonight, amen, hallelujah. And so we know that David slew Goliath, and he did just what he told Goliath he was going to do to him, amen. And when the Philistines saw that their Goliath, their great Goliath, had been defeated and his head had been cut off, and all these things that David said he would do, they ran in terror. They were terrified. They said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, this is something bigger than us. This is more higher than us. This is more supreme than us, amen. This little guy's got somebody on his side that we don't have on our side. And let me tell you, you have got somebody on your side that the enemy doesn't have on his side. See, he's already a defeated foe. Hallelujah. He's already defeated. And here we are letting him get us down. Here we are letting him just beat our brains out. Amen. Just worrying us silly. Just to a frazzle. Amen. And the enemy is scared of us. It's the truth. He is scared of us. We need to get up in the morning and say, "Glory to God, not today, Satan." Hallelujah. I've got God on my side. Amen. He's ruling in my favor, glory to God. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. Amen. Glory to God. Woo, the devil don't want you to know who you are in Christ. He doesn't want you to know what belongs to you. He wants you to worry and fret every day from the time you open your eyes till the time you close them at night. But we need to get up ready to speak the word. It's our sword. It's our weaponry. Amen. God has given us those weapons. We need to use them. See, it's not just the power is not doing us any good if we're not using it. The power is in using it. Amen. So instead of our conversation, first thing when we get up in the morning is, "I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't know how we're going to do that." All we need to say is, "I can't do it." Amen. See, when I am weak, he is strong. Amen. I can't do it, but God, I know who you are. I know what you can do, and I know that you're on my side, God, and you're the one that I'm looking to. You're my heavenly Father, and like we sang tonight, you are a good, good Father. That's who you are. Hallelujah. That's who he is tonight. He's a good, good Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Start telling the devil what he ain't going to do. Amen. Amen. And tell him what Jesus already did. Glory to God. Tell him what you've already overcome because of what Jesus did on the cross over 2,000 years ago. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shout your way out of it. Amen. Shout your way. Be just a raving lunatic. Amen. We allow the devil to make us be like a raving lunatic. Why not be a raving lunatic for God? Amen. Just pitch a Holy Ghost fit sometime. Amen. Hallelujah. God is on your side tonight. He rules in your favor tonight, amen. So when you go out, when you get up in the morning, you're getting up in the name of the Lord. Yes, Satan, I'm up. You better run. You better run, devil. I'm up. I got my sword. Hallelujah. I've got the victory. I'm the head and I'm not the tail. Amen. I am a victor. I'm not a victim. I had the victory. I am triumphant. I am an overcomer. Hallelujah. My God is my head and He will rule in my favor and He will give me the victory and He will always cause me to triumph. He'll always cause me to triumph. When the enemy says you just gonna, you ain't gonna do good, this not gonna be a good day. No, my God always causes me to triumph. I am a victor. I'm a victor today. I'm going out in victory. And you get to your job and Mr. Ugly says something ugly to you. Just shove it off. Don't even give place to it. Don't even show that you're irritated. Be an actor or an actress. Amen. Be a professional ignorer. I think I preached that one time. You have to ignore the devil. If you want to get under his skin, ignore him. Amen. Because the devil wants all the attention. He wants all your attention on Him. Right. He wants all your focus on Him. Right. He wants you to think about what He's doing all the time. But He's not, He just don't know that once you realize who you are in Christ Jesus, amen, when you get up in the morning, He's not worried about what He's telling you. He's worried about what you're going to tell Him. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to just learn the vocabulary of silence. And this is something we have to work on a daily basis. Because there's always going to be somebody that's going to get on your last nerve. Amen. There's going to be somebody that's going to cut you off in traffic. Or somebody that's going to be rude to you on the telephone. Or somebody that's going to come on your job and just act crazy. I was working at a job one time, and I told this a long time ago. If you're a Christian and they know you're a Christian in your job, there is 90% or more of the people are not going to like you. You might as well just face it. They might act like they're sweet and like you to your face. But they don't like Christians because they feel condemned. So I'm sitting there at my desk, and this is a big room of desk people. I don't know how many employees there were. But you can feel somebody looking at you. And so I looked up, and I saw this woman glaring at me for no reason. And so I started back doing my work, and I still had that feeling. I looked up again, and she's still glaring at me. And I thought, okay, I ain't going to pay no attention to this. I'm going back to my work. But I still feel it. I looked up again, and she stuck her tongue out at me. This is a grown woman on the job. She has children. She's supposed to be sane. But I was like, okay, God, I see what's going on here. So I went back to my work. But you know, you have to just ignore the devil. Ignore him. Be a professional ignorer. Amen. Sometimes we just have to keep our mouth shut. Now, I wanted to stick my tongue back out at her. Now, isn't that just the natural thing that you would want to do? But I thought, God, I'm a grown woman, and I'm a Christian representing God. I can't do that, so just stop. Just, Sharon, just stop. Just ignore it. Look down and do your work. Sometimes we have to talk to ourselves. Jim's saying, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. Amen. I don't know why I got off on that. But it's for somebody here tonight. For all of us. Amen. That goes for even at home. Even at home. The little foxes, Pastor taught on Sunday morning. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Amen. It's give and take. It really is. We think it's all them. They think it's all us. But it's give and take. Amen. Glory to God. How I got off on that, I don't know. Back to my message. God is on your side. The enemy is the one that is the accuser. He is the one that is trying to steal, kill, and destroy from you. But God is on the throne. Amen? God is the Almighty. Wanted to share a testimony with you that I heard. And this man and his family went on a little weekend camping trip. He was a coach of a high school. So they wanted to just get away. And they had a little cabin, I think, you know, off of the river. And so they're out there, and they decide they want to go riding in their boat. They had a nice little boat that they would take out riding. So they're out, the family, wife, two kids, out riding in their boat, just having a great time. And the man said that he had driven this particular area thousands of times because they were always going to their little cabin, and they just loved and just enjoyed being on the river. If you like that, you know, it's very, very relaxing. Amen. And so here they are. They're driving down the river in their boat and just relaxing, having a good time. And he said sun was just so beautiful, but it was so bright that it was shining on the water, and it was just glistening where you couldn't really see anything in the water. But he said he couldn't tell at this one point how deep the water was because of the sun, the way it was beating down on the water. But he was going along about 40 miles an hour in his boat, flying. Really, that's flying on the water. That's fast. And he got to this one point, and he didn't realize that there had been a sandbar had developed under the water. And it was just inches underneath the water, just enough with that glistening sun and the glistening water that he couldn't see the sandbar. So he hits this sandbar going 40 miles an hour. Well, you can imagine what happened. They all went, and it was just about from 40 miles an hour to zero very quickly. And he said that when they hit it, he went forward and he hit his throat against the steering wheel. And so he said that his first thought and his first concern was for his wife and kids, you know, what happened with them, are they okay? But he said that he physically was not able to check on them. He couldn't do anything because he had completely lost his breath. That had just really damaged something, and he knew that he was hurt really bad. And he could feel that his throat was actually tightening up on him, and that his airways were closing off. And so he started praying and telling the Lord, you know, I can't do this on my own. I can't do anything about this right now. I need you, God. I need you to help us get through this. And him and his family were Christians, and they all were praying. They began to pray, and they immediately saw the hand of God start to move because his wife tried to call 911. Now, he said that, you know, when they've been out there so many times, they have tried to get out on the cell phone, and they never could get reception. They never were able to get anybody on the cell phone. But he said this call that she made to the 911, that she immediately got somebody. And so they notified help, but the sheriff's boat that they needed to come to the scene of the accident was 20 minutes away. And here he was. He said that, you know, he just knew that he was fainting very quickly. And but just so happened that there was an off-duty sheriff nearby. And so he heard about the accident, and he came right away. And he was in his personal boat. He was just out cruising around. Just happened to be, you know how that is. And so he came to the scene of the accident, and he got him help, got the ambulance there, and the ambulance took him to the hospital. And he said on the way to the hospital that he was able to text some people from his church and told them that, you know, they had had an accident. He felt like his family was okay, but that he was in bad shape and to please pray. And so their whole church is praying. And then with him being the coach of the high school there, he said that it didn't take long for word to get out, and said hundreds of people were praying for him. And so here he goes to the hospital, and after this full force hit on his throat and all the things that caused in his throat. And so the doctors put a air tube in his throat, and they did surgery and everything on him immediately, but they put him in a coma, induced a coma like they did Bean, and he was in a coma for 5 days. And they worked on him and did everything they could. But when he came back to, the doctor was in there with him, and the doctor looked at him and said, "There's only one reason that you're alive today." And the doctor said, "G-O-D. God is the only reason you're alive today." He knew that they could not have brought him to where he was. He was dying. He was in bad shape. But God, amen? The lower court said, "You're going to die." The enemy gave him the verdict, "He's going to die." But the higher court, amen, said, "Not today, Satan." Amen? He said, "Overruled, glory to God." He said, "I've got the final say, and I say you're going to live." Amen. And he came out of that supernaturally. And it wasn't long before he was back coaching out on the football field, giving orders. Amen. We serve a mighty God. See, the enemy may come against us, and he does, but he doesn't have the final say. As long as we're knocking on God's door, as long as we're looking to him, amen, as long as we are looking to our God to deliver us, to our God to set us free, to our God to provide our need, to our God to heal our bodies, amen, God has got the final say, and God rules in your favor. God says yes. Hallelujah. He says yes. That mountain of debt that you're facing tonight, God rules in your favor. Amen. Keep your focus on Him. Keep your eyes on Him. Amen. Keep going toward God. Don't allow that thing to defeat you, because that thing is going to be defeated. Amen. Amen. Because God is going to work it out. I don't know how. I don't know how He's going to do it. In the natural, it looks impossible. It looks like you might as well go ahead and have a breakdown. That's what the devil would tell you. That's what he would say. But God says, I've got it under control. Amen. Amen. He says, I rule in your favor. I'm on your side. Amen. I'm bringing it to you. I'm working it out. I'm speaking to people. Amen. He's got a million ways to get you out of debt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That sickness in your body, the devil's saying this is going to be the death of you. Well, the devil is a liar. Have you heard that before? Amen. Because by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Amen. The Lord will restore health unto you. Hallelujah. He'll heal you up and He'll make you better than you were before. He's the restorer. Amen. All those things that the enemy is bombarding your mind with tonight is lies of the enemy. It's yakety-yak, yakety-yak, yakety-yak. How do we stop yakety-yak? We ignore it. We say what God's Word says. We speak what God's Word said. We declare it, amen? Yes. We declare the Word of God. Hallelujah. We got good news yesterday from Joe and Darlene. Joe had gone, you know, he's been battling cancer. They went to the doctor. His numbers were so good, they could not even find it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Couldn't even find it. His numbers were so good. Hallelujah. God is good. He's working. He's working. Amen. He's working. That addiction that you've been fighting, that you've been dealing with, God's got the door. Amen. He says you are more than a conqueror. He can do it. We struggle so much with how can God do it? How can He do it? Well, we'll never figure it out. All we've got to say is, God, I can't do it. God, You do it. God, I'm asking You to do it. God, I want You to do it. And He's right there saying, okay, I was just waiting to hear that. I was just waiting on You to say that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when the enemy takes you to court, when you got God, you always win. Amen. Amen. You always win. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't lose with God on your side. Praise God. Cannot lose. Amen. Glory to God. Give God a hand clap tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just pray for a second here. Father, we just thank You, Father God, for Your Word. We thank You, Father God, for Your sweet presence in this service tonight. We thank You, Father God, that You have spoken to us, Father, and that You care for us so much and that You love us so much. And thank You, Father God, that You are on our side. We thank You, God, that there is nothing too hard for You. You are the God of the universe. You spoke this world into existence. And Father, You can speak to our situation, Father God. Just one word from You, Father God, can change this whole situation, can turn it all around. And Father, we surrender it to You tonight. This situation that we're going through tonight, Father, we surrender it to You tonight. Father, we lay it down. We're not going to carry it any longer, God. We're not going to carry this thing with us day after day after day. But we determine in our hearts, we determine in our minds, Father God, that this is not ours, that we can't do anything about it. We give it to you, God, and we ask you to do it. And we know you will. We know, Father God, that you always cause us to triumph. In Jesus' name, amen. Give him a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah.